The Birmingham School Board conducted a civil and efficient meeting Tuesday night, a drastic change from recent months where meetings were dominated by acrimony and infighting, which led to a state takeover. Joining me in the studio to talk about this and other issues is columnist John Archibald. He talks local politics with us most Thursdays. Morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
So a day after a Jefferson County judge permanently reinstated city school superintendent Craig Witherspoon and ruled that state intervention will continue, the Birmingham School Board on Tuesday had, by all accounts, a regular meeting where they got down to business. This seems kind of unusual that this should be news.
Stop the presses. Everybody gets along, or at least everybody on the dais gets along. Still some community people upset with it. But the school board, I think, came to a point of resignation where they realize that school's about to start and they have to get down to business if they're going to even have a pretense of teaching the kids.
Well, to that point, do you think the Birmingham School Board, with state control, will really finally get down to the business of educating children?
Yeah, I think they will at this point. I think that there will be a reinforced sort of effort in the next few weeks to get along. The court issue has pretty much played out, and it's time to get down to business, or it's just continued embarrassment. And I think that that even the board members realize that's not productive.
Judge Houston Brown criticized Board President Edward Maddox's micromanagement, saying he has put the system's accreditation in jeopardy, and added that Maddox knowingly and willfully disobeyed the State Board of Education's authority. Does Maddox really believe all this time he was acting in the best interests of educating children?
Well, I can't tell you what he actually thinks, but it would be hard to imagine that any of those board members really believe that what their behavior, that how they have behaved in recent weeks has really been in the best interest of the students. If they do, I mean, it's a whole other delusion.
Judge Brown also ruled that Board President Edward Maddox lives in Trussville, not Birmingham. Jefferson County District Attorney Brandon Fall said he's looking into the legal ramifications of this decision. The law says that school board members must live in the districts in which they serve. So given this ruling, how is it that Maddox is still on the school board?
Well, you know, he did claim his homestead exemption and a trustful home for a couple of different years, and at one point had written that address down on his registration for the to run and marked it out to put a Woodlawn address. But you have to look back to Larry Langford. Everybody knew Larry Langford lived in Fairfield when he ran for mayor of Birmingham, and somehow or another was able to pull that off as well. So finding it out is the first thing. Doing something about it is something else entirely.
Okay. Turning to Cooper Green Mercy Hospital, last week the Jefferson County Commission voted to close inpatient care at the hospital within 30 days. Now it's looking like October 1st is the target date. Business groups, medical professionals, state lawmakers, community activists, everyone's kind of questioned this move and says there's not really a plan for the patients and transfer of service. Could the commission have handled this better?
Yes, it was completely mishandled from the start. From the point at which the three majority members of the commission just completely neglected to keep Sandra Commissioner Brown in the loop, which had really kind of held this commission together, to the point that they really did not have a plan. Were unaware really that you can't have an emergency room if you're not going to have a hospital, had not really dealt with the fact that there were 60 people in the hospital that had to go somewhere when they closed this thing. There were a lot of really unanswered questions and a complete